This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Wednesday, October 9th. God's word for you today is take hold. Our scripture reading is taken from Psalm 139, verse 1, 5 to 6. And it says, O Lord, you have examined my heart and know everything about me. You go before me and follow me. You place your hand of blessing on my head. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too great for me to understand. Luke chapter 22, verse 60 to 62 says, But Peter said, Man, I don't know what you're talking about. And immediately, while he was still speaking, the rooster crowed. At that moment, the Lord turned and looked at Peter. Suddenly, the Lord's words flashed through Peter's mind. Before the rooster crows tomorrow morning, you will deny three times that you even know me. And Peter left the courtyard, weeping bitterly. This was the third time Peter betrayed Jesus. Most times, when you have things you regret, or things you look at the Lord and say, how did this even happen? The enemy tries to tell you three things. Firstly, the enemy tries to tell you that you are unforgivable, guilt, you have done too much, or you have done too little. The psalmist says in Psalm chapter 38, verse 4, my guilt overwhelms me. It is a burden too heavy to bear. But today, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, you put down that burden at the feet of Jesus. You will not cross into tomorrow with it. The second thing the enemy tries to say to you is that you are unlovable. Shame. If they find out that you stole from this office, if they find out that you hit your wife, if they find out that I lie. Peter, you are unlovable. You just lied three times in the space of less than 30 minutes. The third thing the enemy tries to say to you is that not only are you unforgivable, not only are you unlovable, you are unusable. The enemy comes with guilt, shame, and with insecurities. What if it happens again, Peter? God could never trust such a person. You are such a useless so-and-so. You are filled with bad luck. Someone asked, why is my life so filled with bad luck? In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, if there is any such thing plaguing you, it will come to an end today in the mighty name of Jesus. Why does it appear to be a near success issue? I come close to the matter, but it just evades me. By the power of the resurrected Jesus, by the power of the resurrected Christ, it will come to an end today in the mighty name of Jesus. This is a very prophetic moment. So, do not treat it like just another day. The truth is that every other day is powerful. God is saying to you, whatever letdown you have had, you need to let go of the past. Make up your mind to bury it this season and not to carry it for the remaining part of this year. Why? If you cannot let go of your past, you cannot take hold of your future. You need to let go of the past for you to take hold of the future. And God has so much in store for you this year. Let us pray. Father, I surrender my past letdowns, my past successes, my past mistakes, and my past wins to you. And I take hold of all that you have for me in Jesus' name. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, gfhlive.tv for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.